Welcome to Everyday English. Today we'll consider the importance of tense forms of auxiliary and full verbs. Let's begin with the auxiliary verbs. The auxiliary verbs in English include
be, is, are.
Is and are the present tense forms of be. The following sentences illustrate the point.
He's a famous boxer.
He's a famous boxer. The sentence refers to a situation in present time. The verb is the present tense form of be.
He was a famous boxer.
This sentence, in contrast to the earlier one, refers to a past situation. The verb was is a past tense form.
He is doing the work now.
The sentence refers to an event in present time. The auxiliary is a present tense form.
He was doing the work yesterday.
A sentence which refers to an event in past time. The auxiliary was is a past tense form. Other auxiliary verbs are
have and has.
Yes, and their past form is
had.
I have done the work.
Have done is the present perfect. It is an activity which has been completed in present time. The relevance of the completion is for the present. Now, its past is
had done.
As in,
I have done the work.
That's present perfect.
I had done the work.
That's past perfect. I have done the work. I had done the work. Present perfect and past perfect. Another auxiliary verb is can, which is used to refer to present events. Its past form is could, as in
she can use it if she wants to.
Which means she has permission to use it now if she wants to. Permission is granted now and for now, the present.
She can use it if she wants to.
And the past form of this is
she could use it if she wanted to.
Now, all this sounds simple and elementary. However, a problem arises when such simple sentences are preceded by another set of simple sentences with verbs of saying, knowing, believing, and permitting. I mean the present and past forms of simple sentences like
I know, I knew,
I promise, I promised.
For example, if we combine
I know
and
he's a famous boxer,
the result is
I know that he is a famous boxer.
I know that he is a famous boxer. Present tense form know followed by the present tense form of the auxiliary verb be, which is.
I know that he is a famous boxer.
But if the first verb know changes to the past tense to express a past event, then the auxiliary is also changes to past, which is was. Now listen.
I knew that he was a famous boxer.
I knew that he was a famous boxer. Knew followed by was in a later part of the sentence.
I knew that he was a famous boxer.
And not.
I knew that he is a famous boxer.
This is incorrect. And this is because the past tense form of the verb knew is followed by the present form of an auxiliary verb is. Now, here are more examples of correct sentences.
I promise that I will be here by 9.
A correct sentence. Promise present tense in the first part of the sentence. Will is a present form of the auxiliary verb. If promise changes to past, will then changes to past, which is would. Now listen.
I promised that I would be here by 9.
Promised is the past tense form of the verb promise. In sentences of this type, the auxiliary will changes to would. And please avoid saying,
I promised that I will be here by 9.
This is incorrect. And following our generalization, we should expect only one of the following pairs to be correct. Now tell me, which one is it?
They alleged that Mr. Hagen had left without proper permission.
They alleged that Mr. Hagen has left without proper permission. They alleged that Mr. Hagen has left without proper permission.
Are your sentences correct? Why? The answer is that the past form of the verb alleged is followed by the past form of an auxiliary verb had.
They alleged that Mr. Hagen had left without proper permission.
Kofi's sentence, on the other hand, is incorrect. And why? Because alleged, which is in the past, is followed by has, which is not a past tense form.
They alleged that Mr. Hagen has left without permission.
An incorrect sentence. Now, here's a dialogue. Listen to it carefully and find out for yourself why and when the past form of auxiliary verbs like had, was, were, would and could are used. You will find that they are preceded by the past tense form of one of the verbs we referred to earlier. Now listen.
It has been confirmed that Joshua is going to be tried, hasn't it?
Not to my knowledge. It was alleged, though, that he had revealed important corporate secrets.
And is that why he is being insulted everywhere?
You know that this is a serious allegation. You are aware that this sort of thing is not allowed anywhere.
Are you implying that I can't report facts which I believe to be true about the company?
It depends. Joshua swore an oath to the effect that he would not reveal company secrets. Only last week, he publicly declared that he had never acted dishonorably and that he was a man of honor and integrity, a man to be trusted, a man who could be depended upon.
He said that?
Oh, yes, and more. He said it was despicable to say or do anything that would make the company a laughingstock among the corporate bodies of this country, or put its security in danger.
Aren't you being too harsh and uncharitable?
Possibly, but I am shocked.
Naturally.
I never believed for a moment that he would ever go this far or sink so low.
Strong words, those.
I knew he could be glib.
I myself am aware of that.
And I knew he could be unguarded in his remarks, even to the point of indiscretion. But I thought it was a height of irresponsibility and carelessness for a trusted officer to write such things about his employers in a foreign newspaper.
I see there is very little love lost between you and Joshua.
Now let's listen to a few of the sentences.
It has been confirmed that Joshua is going to be tried, hasn't it?
Has been confirmed. Present perfect. Joshua is going to be tried. Also present. Here's another sentence.
It was alleged, though, that he had revealed important corporate secrets.
It was alleged, past, followed by he had revealed, also past. What you should avoid saying is,
it was alleged that he has revealed important secrets.
That's the wrong sentence.
Joshua swore an oath that he would not reveal company secrets.
Correct sentence. Joshua swore past. That is followed by
he would not reveal company secrets.
Another past tense form of the verb. And it would have been incorrect for Kofi to say
Joshua swore an oath that he will not reveal company secrets.
Now, here are some more correct sentences.
He said it was despicable to say or do anything that would make the company a laughingstock.
He said was despicable, would, or past tense forms. That's all for now. Thank you, listeners, and have a good day.